Jerry Bader Show, 921, Governor Scott Walker's office issuing this news release. Quick Trip plans to expand in the La Crosse area, 300 new jobs over the next 5 years. Calls for $113 million investment in a new 200,000-square-foot bread-and-bun production facility, $300 million capital investment project overall. Why? Because Quick Trip is growing. Now, they will get some tax incentives. It's expected to create more than 300 jobs over the next 5 years. Construction on the bakery expected to be completed in about a year. So, I'm just wondering, Earl, you know, La Crosse, that's pretty close to the Minnesota border. Are Democrats going to fire off news releases? Minnesotans might take those jobs. And they're from a foreign country, Eau Claire. Well, I think they're Eau Claire based. They started in one, it's La Crosse, Eau Claire. They started in one and now they're in the other, and I get mixed up as to which one it is. Anyway, they either started in La Crosse and they're Eau Claire based, or they started in Eau Claire and they're La Crosse based, or whatever. Anyway, it's great news. And it's headquartered in La Crosse. Okay. Then I think it started in Eau Claire, but it is now headquartered in La Crosse, which makes sense. I mean, that's why they're building everything there. I was wrong. It's another foreign country, La Crosse. By the way, La Crosse is an absolutely beautiful city. I mean, if we actually did a vacation there and crossed the border to Minnesota. It's a beautiful city. Really is. So it is, in fact, headquartered there. That's great news. And I'm a Quick Trip fan. And I just think they are the quintessential Wisconsin business success story. But I understand there are those who have tried to Walmartize Quick Trip. I think it's great news all the way around. All right, we talked to the coach a few minutes ago, so I told Earl we'll go ahead and make our Packer picks now. Let me say this first. A friend sent me an IM. It's weird to be more invested emotionally in the Badgers than the Packers. Wouldn't you think most football fans are? I am. Well, for the moment, the Badgers are legitimate title game contenders. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. I'm saying right now, today. The rankings came out yesterday. They are still number 5. Miami jumped up to number 2 behind Alabama. Clemson slipped a spot to 3rd. Oklahoma holding steady at 4. Wisconsin holding steady at 5. And then it gets very interesting. Earl pointed this out earlier in the week. All heck's going to break loose because you have all these powerhouses facing one another. There's just, oh man, the Iron Bowl, Auburn and Bama. Oh, is that going to be this? It should be one of the classics. It should be one of the great rivalries in sport. The Badger game is a 2:30 ABC broadcast. I'm not sure when the Auburn Alabama game is. But things are going to shake out here. I believe they're going to beat Minnesota. There's no way they're going to get caught napping. No way. That game is too important. In fact, you could argue running up the score in that game is important. So it's going to come down to Ohio State. Oh, it's the same time. What would you go do that for? I don't have screen in screen either. It's the same time on CBS. Back and forth, back and forth. Well, now here's hoping for a Badger blowout. Be up like 49 and nothing at the half, so I can just check in periodically. Don't you think most Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin football fans, are more invested in the Badgers than the Packers at this point? I mean, you know, I still have allegiance to both teams, but in terms of you know, vested interest right now, well, they're more exciting, Earl. Yeah, you know, one stock is going through the ceiling, the other's going through the floor, at least at the moment. Which might as well bring us to our picks. By the way, I'm getting all sorts of advice on how to cook a turkey on a Weber grill now. I appreciate it. I do. I will be reading those emails. Just so you know, I've done the turkey on the grill for the past 25 years for Thanksgiving, but I'm out of my comfort zone here with the grill that I'm using is all. All right. Ooh. Earl thinks it's going to be an ugly night in Pittsburgh for the Green Bay Packers. 45-10. Stillers. I'm ballparkish. You're saying a 35-point margin. I'm not much better. 37-17. I'm going with a 20-point loss. Yeah, you almost nailed the opponent's score last week. You know what was killing me in that game is, I'm sorry, if Aaron Rodgers is quarterback, I think Green Bay wins by the margin they lost. This I do have to say, and I don't know how many other people have said this. Do you think this is unfair? Brett Hundley lost that game. I don't think I would come right out and say he lost some of the other games. Yeah. I mean, I think that one is personally on Brett Hundley. We'll see how he bounces back from that. And that will be interesting to see. And at this point, I am back to, till I see a sign of life from them, I will be picking against them. I think the Badgers are going, by the way, we're doing this today because I'm not here Friday. I think the Badgers are going to win big at Minnesota. Here's the other thing. I think the Badgers, for the most part, are playing better as the season wears on. They still got off to a slowish start. Man, Alex Hornibrook, he is so hot and cold. When he's hot, he's hot. He looks really good. But when he's cold, yeah, not so much. And I think that's going to be a big factor. And the other thing, but people have been talking about this. Even I, not until the last couple of games, didn't appreciate how good the Badger defense is. It's scary good. It's they get the turnovers when they need them. They get teams off the field when they need them. Badgers, too, I'll say I'm going to take the same score. 35-17, Wisconsin. You like that one? Or your score, 45-10? So we're taking the same scores, and we're flipping them. I think that's going to work out for us. How Thanksgiving has survived the PC police, and how you can survive polarity tomorrow. Political polarity, that is. That's not anything like indigestion.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.